The video version of this episode can be found at patreon.com/flagtimepodcast.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the fucking ESPN series. Never mind.
No, I'm talking about the stupid fucking...
I don't know what the fucking ESPN thing is.
You ever made a decision so good you just peed this week? On Flag Time...
Word to your mother.
Hello and welcome to the Flag Time Podcast, the automotive service podcast where we talk a lot about not that. My name is Serrated Mobius, where you can find me on Instagram and YouTube, and I'm joined by my two co-hosts, Pixie and Stirworks.
No, I'm not constipated anymore.
Oh shit. Literally.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy.
So have you guys been?
Every mechanic in the world.
Oh my god, both at the same time. Okay.
Living a dream.
What about you, Pixie? How's your
week? I flagged 30 hours this week. It's been slow. It's been very slow.
And for a bleep, it's not too bad. No, god.
Yeah, like I only worked on 24 cars, but like this whole week, none of them bought anything.
You got 24 cars in 30 hours?
Yeah, that's
the fuck. Did you just do oil changes?
It was basically just like oil changes, tire rotations, and fucking state inspections. That's all anybody wanted. I couldn't get like so. I had like two or three really good like 5-hour tickets this week, and that was it. Where people actually fucking wanted to buy stuff.
If I work on 24 cars in a week, that's a fucking 50-hour a week ticket.
God. Yeah, it's normally like a 50-hour a week for me when I get that many cars, because normally people will fucking buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on with this week, but it's a slow one.
What am I trying to fucking say here? The technicians in a, you know, developed dealership, we do videos to send to customers. So I don't know if
we do pictures.
Pictures, yeah.
So like, it's like, hey, look, your fucking ball joint is not connected anymore.
I got
another mechanic I take it to. It's like, then why did you come here for an oil change?
Like, I thought it was cheap and that you wouldn't say anything.
I don't know. I do get Gary. When I have a bad week, I do get a guaranteed 38 hours though.
Hell yeah,
or something like that. I don't remember what it was. I don't remember exactly what my guarantee hours is. As long as I'm on the clock for 40,
that's a pretty good guarantee.
Yeah,
I think it's either 35 or 38 or something. I don't remember.
Sucks that it's not 40.
Yeah,
yeah. But
given that you're there for 10 hours a day,
is what it is.
I think it's because it's based off of 8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Oh, okay.
It's not 40 or something. I don't remember. It's fine. It's not. It's 1 week. And then next week, it's going to be like a fucking 70-hour goddamn week. Because that's when everybody's going to want to fucking get their shit done, is the very next week.
Right. Yeah. What about you, Sterling? How was your first week at your new place?
It was good.
Are you allowed to talk about it? Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm... I mean, I didn't sign an NDA, so.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. It's kind of a little tricky getting used to all the, like, you know, nuances of being in a dealer instead of being in an independent shop.
Yeah.
Like, being not in charge of things that I was in charge of is kind of an interesting transition, which, not negatively, I'm actually kind of glad that I have been relieved of some responsibilities, yeah, like checking over people's work. But I mean, it's like a really well-oiled machine. Like, I mean, I get in the car and there's already a floor mat and a number and mileage written down. And I just have a repair order in my hand. And then it's just like, hey, do these three things and then drive it over to the car wash. And I'm like, fuck, I barely got to do anything.
Yeah.
Like there's still going to be a lot of stuff I'm going to learn because I'm basically going back to being a service technician from being a managerial area. Mm-hmm. So it's still a little bit of a thing I'm going to have to like, a groove that I'm going to have to get back into.
Right.
But talk to some of the guys. They're, I mean, usually they're most of everyone's pretty much hourly.
Oh, wow.
And they get a commission. They get a commission bonus in addition on being hourly.
Shit.
Like, they get a they get a flat rate bonus on top of being hourly. And I'm like, what the fuck? Huh?
That's fucking awesome.
So basically, and I've also I've completely like redone my finances and all this stuff because like the basically I'm trying to restructure my budget so I can focus more on doing car stuff and making better quality content and having enough money to live more comfortably, especially with having a new job and a smaller commute and all these things that I'm trying to change. So I think it's going to, I think it's going to be a really good thing for me.
Hell yeah.
To have a little bit more
commission percentage on stuff that you sell.
No, it's not, it's not a commission.
You said you also get commission.
No, that is that it's a flat rate commission bonus is what it is.
Oh,
so it's flat. It's a flat rate bonus. Okay, yeah. So there's not, there's nothing on top of that.
Flag time.
Flag time. Interesting.
Huh? I get it. Flag time will be right back after this word from our sponsor. This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon. That's literally where we're getting all of our funding from. Flag Time Patreon is where you can see the video versions of all of our episodes from episode 30 onwards. We have three tiers that you can choose from. $3 tier that just lets you see the video episodes outright. A $6 tier that lets you see the video episodes and a bunch of other extra content, including access to our Discord. And a $15 tier that Pixie doesn't think you have the balls to get. $15 a month gets you everything that the $3 and $6 tiers get, including a shout out at the end of the episode. And also a listener interaction exclusive portion of the podcast specifically catered towards you guys. The Flag Time Podcast Patreon. Subscribe today to see.
Hi, Stirworks here. We here at Flag Time want to let you guys know that Apple has required Patreon to use their in-app purchasing system and remove all other billing options from their iOS services. This means that Apple's 30% App Store fee will be added to our existing tier prices, ramping up the cost. We want you to avoid this by using your browser on your Apple device for any Patreon purchases after November of 2024. Doing this bypasses the 30% App Store fee and doesn't allow an already successful corporation to nickel and dime you as the consumer. Existing supporters don't need to worry, as this only affects new members. Thank you for your attention, and we appreciate your continued support of this dumbass show.
Like the show, yeah. You know
what I mean. If I didn't have such fucking awesome coworkers to work with, I would have left a long time ago.
So yeah, I'm pretty excited about the people I work with. Two of them already knew who I was, which
is
fucking wild. and then another one, like more people were like, "You are that guy," and I was like, "Like you just figured that out after literally like showing me how to use the computer." And then I like showed him something on my Instagram, and he's like, "Holy shit, you have 200,000 followers!" And I was like, "What?" Yeah, I'm like, let me show you something here. Let's look at this.
I just broke 25K last week too.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah! Let's fucking go.
The fucking the big one that had exploded with a lot of views is exploding again because now I think it's over 300,000.
Fuck yeah!
Hell yeah!
What did I get checking now? Because I'm autistic.
Okay. And I started at a new place and immediately posted a clip of me saying penis menu out loud. And also the French translation for later on a screen.
Do you want to see the very first and only clip I've taken at the new dealer?
I do. Yes, I do.
Literally everyone is friends and everybody just like goes out to the fucking lunch tables.
That's exactly how my work is. That's why I still work at my fucking shop.
I've already been invited to shit outside of work.
Hell yeah. Because
people are like super friendly. It's great. Like I'm pretty stoked about it.
It's awesome.
We already have new inside jokes. Like everyone says fucking BL already. Like Sean right next door to me, he's another guy that works next to me. I go bleh, and he goes bleh. He was like, "There, I'm a way liberal. I'm driving the Dodge Ram." He like watches the backlot videos. Like he's like I was like, you ever heard the back of the back lot on Instagram? And he was like, get out of my way, liberal. Like that kind of shit. And I was telling him, like the back lot was inspired by me on a lot of that stuff. And he was like, no fucking way. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm the guy. I'm responsible for those jokes. Limbrel.
Limbrel.
That reminds me. They get a little angry. Shit happened at my work today.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy.
So the street that my shop is on is like the fucking most dangerous street in the city for some fucking reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I swear to God, there's at least one accident in front of the shop every fucking week.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
And so there's a McDonald's across the street.
McBobbles.
It's not really a McDonald's. It's like this big, like, it's not a strip mall, but like it's a bunch of little outlets thing and shit, right?
Here's the first clip I've taken. And
yeah, hold.
I'm waiting.
Okay.
And so somebody was speeding and somebody pulled out and they just fucking hit each other, right? So a bunch of cops came and shit. Right? So they're all doing the thing. And so then the big intersection that's on the corner of the street where the gas station is, which is right next to my shop, for some reason, you know how when you see a yellow light, you just gun through it because mm-hmm. you don't want to catch the red light?
I usually stop.
Like, you go through, if you're close enough, you gun through it because you
don't
want to.
If I'm towing something, I will not stop. But if I have food in the car,
yeah,
I will floor
right.
it.
Like, everybody just blows through the yellow light because they don't want to get hit with the red light. This intersection is a left turn, has a left turner, you can left turn on flashing yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But when it's solid yellow, when like there isn't, like it's about to turn red.
Yeah.
And people will treat the solid yellow arrow for the left turn like a regular thing.
They just go straight.
And they just go right through on a turn like there's not other fucking cars coming because they're turning left.
And if you have a green arrow that turns yellow arrow and red arrow, that is a protected left or right or whatever it is.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's a flashing yellow normally, so you can turn left on red as long as it's safe.
So it has an arrow and a flashing yellow.
No, it's a flashing yellow arrow on the light.
Does it have just three lights or does it have the one on top?
Three lights.
And the four?
I forget Texas has fucking autistic stoplights.
It's red, yellow, and green like normal. But when the main light is green, where both lanes are going past each other,
mm-hmm.
the left turn lane flashes yellow. You can left turn like you would right turn on red. If it's safe, you can left turn on a flashing yellow. If it's safe, because cars are coming, and it'll be flashing yellow.
That's ass backwards, man.
It's not. It's really not that fucking hard of a concept. You stop at it like
new
a fucking
flashing
stop sign.
Yellow arrow. I'm looking it up.
You like, haven't experienced that yet, Sterling?
Not so a flashing yellow arrow, but
you've never
a,
experienced that. Okay, wow.
We have flashing yellow solids with a sign that says yellow left turn yield on track with traffic. There's a sign that actually says it.
Yeah, we don't
single,
have that
every
here.
Single one.
We don't have that on the East Coast or in Texas, apparently.
Yeah, we have the solid and there's always a sign left turn yield on yellow flashing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So people.
Interesting you know, how that works.
You can left turn when it's flashing yellow, right?
Yeah, but and you have to yield on coming traffic.
Yes, and then it turns solid yellow when it's about to turn red.
Correct.
Just like the regular traffic light, except people's brains snap, oh, it's solid, it's about to turn red. Let me fucking yeet myself over to the left, and they apparently forget that there's oncoming fucking cars, and they get creamed, right? So this accident...
that's just stupid driving.
Yes, it is.
That's not the intersection's fault.
I know it's not the intersection's fault. But the thing is,
dumbass Texans.
It was the one person speeding hit the car that was pulling out of the thing, right? All the cops are the thing. And then when an accident happens, my whole shop will stop what they're doing and watch.
Oh, yeah.
We just hear the large crunch in the background, and you're like, oh, shit, let's go see what happens.
Yeah,
we're like,
yeah,
like oh, exactly. Everyone go to lunch. 10-minute break.
But the people from Pizza Hut come out and look. Shit, it's funny. No, it's great. And then, right, so as the cops are doing all the thing about the thing, somebody gets creamed at the fucking intersection at a yellow light. And I can hear across the street one of the cops yell, God fucking damn it. Because when they're done there, they have to go over there and do the same shit with more paperwork to do.
Yeah.
That's a lot of paperwork.
So that one cop was super fucking annoyed because I bet you he had to clock out in like 10 minutes or some shit. He's about to get off work. No.
You're about to do more shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see this. All right.
Watch this clip.
Patreon exclusive.
Look at this graph.
Look.
Sir. Come here, buddy.
I can hear the laughing in the background.
Oh my god.
Yeah, cricket.
It's a grasshopper.
No, it's a cricket.
It's a grasshopper.
No, grasshoppers are green. Oh my fucking god.
Grasshoppers are green. Green and yellow and black.
Go, buddy.
That's not a cricket.
It's a fucking cricket. It's a fucking cricket, buddy.
Grasshoppers are a lot bigger than that.
Saab 900.
There's many different species of grasshopper. That is a grasshopper. I can promise you that's a grasshopper.
For the audio listeners, Sterling has closed his eyes in frustration.
I've lived in this goddamn state for almost 30 years.
I've seen 30,000 different kinds of fucking grasshoppers.
You guys know you're in different locations of the country. Oh my god!
Pause it on the thing and then pull up local grasshoppers. I swear to god. This has to be solved right now.
You're not in Washington, Pixie.
I know what a goddamn grasshopper looks like.
A grasshopper in Texas might not look like a grasshopper in fucking...
A grasshopper is a fucking grasshopper.
Do you know how big of a land area is between you two?
Why would a cricket look like a grasshopper and a grasshopper look like a cricket? It doesn't make any sense.
Different species.
I'm opening two tabs. I already have the answer. I'm right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Share it on the screen so I can see what your crickets look like.
They look like that. They look like what I just fucking showed you.
It's still stuck on your video for me.
Oh yeah, you need to share a different screen.
No, I'm getting both of these answers separately on different screens before I bring them both up.
Hell yeah.
So many goddamn different fucking species of grasshopper down here is insane.
Well, let's get a good look at that fucking thing. Wait, are grasshoppers crickets?
Not technically. They're similar. They're like...
I'm just realizing, is grasshopper and cricket the same fucking bug?
No. Because grasshoppers don't make the chirping sound that crickets do. It's kind of like how...
Well, these motherfuckers make cricket sounds because they're crickets.
it's kind of like how boas and pythons are two different things, but they're both very similar snakes. Yeah, they're both fucking big-legged jump. It's kind of like how locusts, grasshoppers, and crickets are all kind of similar.
Okay, here's how we can figure this out really quickly. Go back to your video, Sterling.
Crickets have long antennae. Grasshoppers have short antennae.
Yes, that's exactly what I was getting ready to say. So we can go back to the
grasshoppers. At least the grasshoppers down here, their backs are narrow and skinny. Crickets down here are fat as fuck.
They're grasshoppers here are just bright green, and crickets are the ones that are brown.
The bright green ones might be adult grasshoppers. The children might be yellow. Because the amount of. The amount of fucking grasshoppers that are down here are ridiculous.
Okay.
Can we see the video again?
Here's a goddamn screenshot from the fucking video.
Okay.
Share your screen. Okay. There's the video. That is what it is.
That's a grasshopper.
Yeah, see, I told you. It's a fucking grasshopper.
Why does it make cricket sounds?
Grasshoppers can make sounds. They don't make that. Crickets make that specific. I don't know if crickets make different sounds in different places. But the crickets.
Well, these motherfuckers go. Like the fucking crickets. I mean,
grasshoppers still make like noises, but crickets make noises by rubbing their wings together. Grasshoppers do it by rubbing their legs together. But yeah, this is a cricket. That's why, like, see
what
how
the fuck they're different animals.
Yeah,
okay. I guess we learn. Yeah, I guess
those are the crickets that I have down here.
Would you look at that? An automotive podcast taught you the difference between crickets and grasshoppers.
I knew my autism was correct. I fucking knew it.
All right, fine. Credit where credit's due. I'm wrong.
When I was in fucking elementary school, I used to be fucking super into fucking grasshoppers. You have no
idea.
All right,
so what's the fucking today I learned thing?
Or today, like, I learned what
I thought. I was I have existed on this earth for fucking 28 goddamn years, and I've thought
I was
that
today crickets, years old. I think it's to say
I was today years old. That's what the millennials say.
Millennials. Hell yeah,
motherfucker! I did not
if you see
know that.
On my
yep,
screen.
I see it.
All
I got it right here.
All the different goddamn kinds of grasshoppers that are down here in Texas.
Oh, it
there's
is a grasshopper.
So many.
Everyone, literally everyone around me was like, cricket.
Well,
and
now
so
you can,
was I.
Now you can learn them
maybe
a thing.
Maybe it's a local, like, Washington misinformation thing.
I know exactly what that is because when I go fishing, I call bluegill perch because that's just fucking.
Well, because, like.
They're not perch, but.
The impression like this is a grasshopper and this is a cricket, like that's what I thought.
Okay. But, they're both
grasshopper. Yeah, these are everywhere here.
That's a katydid. That's not a fucking cricket
grasshopper
or grasshopper.
Cricket.
Yeah, these little fuckers. These are everywhere.
Those
that's
are probably
a completely
the
different bug.
It's fucking green. It's green bug with legs. Green bug. Bug colon green.
Bug butthole.
What? Why won't it scroll up? Okay, you fucking Google image search.
Hey
moment.
Guys, I think we have an episode to do.
Oh yeah, that's right. Anyway,
that was a great aside right there.
Oh
anyway,
my god! All
right. my dealer.
Let that slide.
Turns out I know nothing about bugs.
Chalk again, that wind up for Pixie on the
I used
board.
To catch these little motherfuckers all the time.
I used to use them as bait for fish.
Again, like, what is this show? What the fuck? Mean. What are we doing here?
Yeah. Did I ever tell you about the time I didn't know what a grasshopper was?
People spend money on this. What the fuck?
Yes, and that was probably the most fucking entertaining rant ever because I got annoyed that you called that a cricket. And then it went through this whole thing because my autism would not let that slide.
We're both incorrect from time to time.
And I'm just here.
My subconscious could not let that slide. It had to be figured out.
What was the last thing that you were wrong about and I was like out of my fucking mind about?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
We need to ask our listeners.
We need a compilation. Like, somebody make a compilation of times that we were both wrong.
The last one I remember is when I told you about a model of Saab that you didn't even know existed.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I was wrong there.
I've been waiting for that car to back to the shop for the longest time. So
I've
really show
never
you.
Seen one.
Those are literally the only two times that Pixie was right.
Every time else he was wrong. I was wrong. Hey, speaking of
raw,
speaking of music, yeah. Did you guys see that Linkin Park has a new singer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I am so stoked.
People that are getting mad that she was singing.
Women can't sing.
No, that she was singing some of the classic Linkin Park songs because they're trying to compare her to Chester. And it's like, no, that's
like,
not.
Get that
the point.
Out of your head. That guy's dead.
Yeah. That guy, wow. Whoa.
They're not trying.
I mean, I'm not wrong.
No, you're not wrong. But a lot of our listeners are going to be like, what did you just fucking say?
Like, they're not trying to replace Chester. They're just trying to make music again.
Exactly. They're literally just like, yeah. It's like when, like, Bon Scott from AC/DC died, and they were like, they replaced him with a completely different singer that sounded completely different, but sounded amazing. And everyone was like, that wasn't Bon Scott. AC/DC's dead. And then they went, and then they recorded, like, the third fucking best selling album of all time. Immediately after that.
Like when the drummer of Avenged Sevenfold died, they replaced him. Now, granted, he was a similar style of drummer, and it didn't quite sound as good.
The thing about about the Rev dying is he also did vocals, so they lost that.
Right, I forgot about that,
dude. Okay, now, so when I was in middle school, I was an Avenged Sevenfold fucking
Eric's fanatic. Autism has appeared.
I had the Schecter guitars. I had all of their albums. I was. Yeah. Oh. it was. Woof.
Whenever I hear Avenged Sevenfold, I picture myself in a lifted Nissan Titan.
You're not wrong.
A tribal decal on the back window or something. Yes.
That's exactly.
I wonder if the Nissan Titan even existed on Avenged Sevenfold.
Smoked eBay
huge.
Headlights.
Yeah. Why do you think I grew out of them in middle school?
I still listen to Avenged Sevenfold.
Some of their songs are still good. Everybody like Brompton Cocktail slaps. Brompton Cocktail fucking slaps. I love that song.
I need to look at a fucking like a list of their songs.
I can just name them off. Like, what do you want?
Avenged.
You got Bat Country. Oh my God, fucking.
Oh, Hail to the King. Yeah.
Hail to the King.
Oh, their new stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Carry on.
Dude, you want to know a funny you guys want to know a funny, really a little anecdote about that? So back in 2005 when their City of Evil album came out, that was the first album that I found of theirs. And that's what got me into them and all that kind of stuff. And then 2 years later, I was still an Avenged Sevenfold fanatic in 2007 when their self-titled album came out. And so being that I was in high school, I learned that, Hot Topic was having a listening party at the store of the new album. Like, that was the only place that you'd be able to hear the songs, like, before the album came out, before it was released. And my mom made a joke, like, while we were on the way, she was just like, what if they made a country song? And, like,
oh, shit, guys, it's 9/11.
Oh,
God,
fuck.
It's 7/11.
9/11 for me.
My mom made a joke.
Everybody like, make a wish. No.
Jesus Christ.
We should probably not make that many 9/11 jokes anymore.
We're
getting bigger, and I think if more people are like, wow, those guys are really insensitive about people that died in a national tragedy.
No, if you can't laugh
might
at
not
a
like
fucking 9/11 joke,
maybe we should just tone it down a tiny bit.
Okay.
Maybe because it's almost 9/11, I can
and
see
now
that.
Two of us work for corporate. Well, three. All three of us work for major, huge corporations now.
But anyway, back to the story.
Anyway.
My mom just said a joke while we were driving there. She was just like, what if they made a country song? Like, as a joke. And I was just like, if they make a country song, I will disown them. And lo and behold, the last song on that album starts with a country twang.
You're like, God damn it.
I was like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's an unforgivable sin.
I grew out of Avenged Sevenfold when I got the video game Guitar Hero 3 and I learned what In Flames was. So
In Flames.
Dragon Force.
Yeah.
The first time I ever heard an Avenged Sevenfold song, it was Nightmare. It was me, this girl I was crushing on. I was like 15. We all loaded up in this like Hyundai SUV and there wasn't enough seats. So me and the girl was in the back. Like we fell asleep in the fucking, in the back of the car.
Yeah.
And the mother was
fell asleep in the back of the car.
I was 15 and way too shy.
I was 15. No.
No, but the mother was like this huge like metal fan. This was on the way back from like we were doing like a Christmas lights thing.
Yeah,
it was like the Santa's like this like Santa's Village or whatever. So it was a bunch of fucking Christmas lights and hay rides and shit through thing. It was awesome. We're coming back from that because it was fucking 3 days before Christmas, and it's like fucking 11 p.m. and I'm like half asleep in the back, just like just laying on the floor on the highway. And the song Nightmare starts playing on the fucking speakers, and I just fucking sit up like, what is that song?
You got awoken like a sleeper agent.
No, yeah, I was just like, what is that song? Just fucking sat. I just sat up the rest of the ride home when that song was playing. Like, it was
activated.
I was, and then that's how I started listening to a bunch of music like that, and I was like,
oh yeah. Well, should I talk about my first week at the new dealer that I'm at?
Oh, yeah, right.
But anyway, I'm really excited for
Linkin Park's new stuff.
Linkin Park. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very excited for Linkin Park. Very cool. Fuck everybody who's misogynistic about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be a pussy. Just listen to it. You know women can make music, too? Fuck.
Fuck, I still listen to Flyleaf and Paramore.
Some of my favorite artists. I love
Paramore.
You said what?
Fucking Spirit Box? Are you shitting me? Like,
I fucking love Paramore, is what I said.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, the first week at my new dealer has been fantastic, man.
Hell yeah. Let's hear some other thing.
What's it like being a dwarf in the mines?
Oh yeah, being in an underground shop now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the meme.
It's actually
about.
Really cool. I think
in the mines.
I think the humidity is really low down there because at the end of the day, I can just feel my skin drying up by the time I get out. I'm like
that episode of SpongeBob when he forgets his helmet. And he's like, oh yeah. And then it just goes.
Yeah, I'm just working on cars and I'm like, why am I fucking dry? Like,
why am I ashy? What the fuck?
Why is my butt prolapsing? What?
I don't think that has anything to do with humidity.
Why is my anus maybe on the outside now?
Everything on my inside wants to be on my outside.
Oh,
the ants are under your skin. Let them out. Do it.
But yeah, listen, no, it's it's so much more laid back. It was funny because I think one of my there's two shop foremen in the shop because it's a pretty big shop.
One of the shop foremen, I think
he could tell that I had a little bit of corporate PTSD.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, on my first day, I came up to him. I'd just been sitting there waiting for something to happen. I went up to him and I'm like, should I be like doing something? And he's like, nah, dude, it's like really laid back. Unless like somebody told you to do something, then it's fine. You can relax. I was like, okay. So
that's kind of what I'm experiencing a little bit, but yeah. I'm not like slowing down. I'm trying to like stay busy because if people see that I'm staying busy and seeing that I'm like, hey, those four guys are actually sitting around waiting for work to be dispatched, and that guy's cleaning the fucking wall.
Yeah.
that was me. Like, it was a pretty slow week because they were going through some change arounds in the shop and like having new lifts installed and stuff like that. Like,
that guy
a shop
is
like
licking
this,
the floor.
A shop like this can just clear the schedule and have lifts installed and it doesn't affect anybody's pay. So fuck yeah, right? Like that's awesome.
I have to work around the lift being installed.
But I'm like doing training. I'm like sitting and doing training. The Honda training is crazy. It is so in depth and it's so detailed. It's got
hell yeah.
It's super cool. Like there are guys that I work with now that are Honda Master Techs. They're fucking brilliant. They were talking about like how like logic boards interpret signals, and they're like, so this turbo, the signal comes into this transducer, and then it gets triangulated to these four pins, and then this thing happens, and then power goes to this, and I'm like, power probe. Uh-oh, needs a module. Like, no, that's I haven't done that. I haven't done that more than
I left
twice.
Loud enough for my microphone to cut out.
Dude, you were like spraying drool. Like,
laugh. I didn't get that.
I don't know why that fucking killed me. Fucking power, bro.
Well, as everybody knows, like, everyone that has, like, ever put a, like, you get the car at the dealer and they're like, this came from an independent shop that did some diagnostic. There was a power probe and somebody goes, oh, fuck.
It's not waterproof anymore.
Like, no. But, yeah, like, one of my backgrounds is diagnostics and I'm coming from a background where I'm, like, just learning how to use a scope and stuff like that. And, like, I know how everything works. I just, like, I forget how to set the damn thing up every single time because it's so long. Like, I'm like, oh fuck, I had to set the like refresh rate and everything's all fucked up. Like, I forget every single time. And this guy's like on the phone with tech line with a fucking like Bluetooth thing in his fucking like like a headset. And he's like 3 years younger than me. And I'm like, what the fuck? I thought I was pretty far, but this guy's like on another level. And he's
hyper specific dealership level.
Super friendly, like always willing to drop what he's doing and help you. It's like one of the brilliant things about working at a place where everyone's hourly is everybody's willing to help each other.
Yeah. You're not pressed for fucking time, yeah.
Yeah, nobody's fighting against the clock for bullshit. And it's just like, yeah, I'm not even considering going flat rate.
Yeah.
Like, maybe in the future, but just from a friendly standpoint, dude, it's fantastic.
That sounds cushy.
To talk to everyone, right?
Yeah.
And, like, it's not like shit doesn't get done. I mean, there's still, like, tons and tons of upsells and everyone has advice. It's great.
Well, see, here's the thing about that. If you're passionate about doing this kind of stuff, you're gonna get stuff done. It's not like you're trying to get a free ride out of somebody.
If it's not for you, you will find out.
Yeah,
you'll be I fucking hate doing this. Like, yeah, then it's not for you, and that's okay.
That's why I don't do electrical shit. I just fucking hate electrical.
Speaking of electrical shit, like,
I do a suspension and fucking engine.
I have big bucky installed bolts in car. Strong man to make ball joint go in hole.
The second of the other shop foreman in my shop, he's the CDT, the certified diagnostic technician, where there's only like
toxic taint.
Yes, there's only like 500 or so of them in the country.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so he's a CDT, and me and him were nerding out about like the special parts that this dealership has, and I was asking him questions about all the special parts and stuff like that, and I asked him, does your electrical repair kit have all of the parts? And he was like, it has all the dies, but it doesn't have everything that needs to happen. But then he told me a story about how when he went to the There's this Mercedes-Benz specific event in Las Vegas every single year where all of the CDTs and team leaders and shop foremen go to learn about new shit. And that happened just a couple weekends ago. Mm. And him and a whole bunch of other people learned that the wire stripper in the electrical repair kit is adjustable. so like, yeah, you could adjust it, and he was like, yeah, we adjusted it and it works now, like,
hell yeah.
Because like, everywhere I've gone I've just been stripping wires with my blue fucking point manual fucking piece of bullshit. So that was fun. Apparently at that event in Las Vegas, a couple of people that know me ran into each other. And I got a bunch of text messages. So that was fun.
Hey, speaking of people that know you doing something different than what you were talking about. I found out the other day that somebody is coming to the Pacific Northwest, specifically Seattle, very soon. To do a visit and a video with the Museum of Flight.
Oh.
Why don't you guess who that is?
I internally guessed the wrong person before you said plane. And I was like, oh.
Planes?
Max, airplane tracks with Max.
Yeah.
Really?
He's coming here. And he was literally like, when I come there, can we get a bite to eat together? And I was like, fuck, my boyfriend's coming to visit me?
If he does a fucking Lord of the Rings type rant video on your Saab, I'm gonna lose my mind.
This control module is made by Saab, which makes airplanes. And it's different than the airplanes that they flew into Mordor. I can't do it. Do you know how fucking long? I literally, that video that I made, like, that was kind of a Zelda fact video. Mm-hmm. This is a Zelda fact with Sterling. Like, that video that I made, that shit took me like 2 hours to make. I'm not even fucking joking.
I physically cannot fucking.
I had to write down a script and memorize that shit like 10 times and then go on a test drive with this fucking car and be outside and do the fucking sunroof. I have like bloopers from that video.
Uh huh.
That thing took so long to make, and he like just spits it out because he memorizes this shit because he has so much knowledge of the Lord of the Rings. And I had to like go and like look up a Wikipedia article on the fucking Majora's Mask and like write it down and like say it out loud like 5 times. And then like all this time while I'm like on the clock. But it's okay.
I stutter too much from forgetting what I'm trying to say, so I'd never be able to do a video like that.
Yeah, me too. I fucking stuttered.
In my experience, you kind of have to just roll with the stutters, because I just do it all the time. And
yeah,
that's kind of how I did the video that I posted recently where the information screen was all in fucking French. And I just kind of pasted around and like that. I posted that to my Snap, and I had like 3 people go, "Dude, this is brilliant. You need to post that on its own." I'm like, okay.
Bibdio. Mm. What? We had a topic, right?
Yeah. Well, I have how am I going to word this? Was it a couple of episodes ago, or was it? I don't remember how long ago it was. It was within the past 3 episodes. We only had the Instagram responses. We didn't do the Patreon responses. Today we're only doing Patreon. We're not doing Instagram.
Yeah. Okay.
So just as
no wiener for you.
Yeah. No wiener balls guys. Ass. Dick in your pee hole kind of thing. So
damn, imagine sounding with another dude's dick. Like, imagine having a dick that was big enough to fit another dick in it. Like, that'd or be
just
crazy.
Being able to stretch that much, just like, like I'm fucking in pain. Silly, like fucking silly putty. So hold on, I got an extra beer in here somewhere.
Fucking it's tall like that, boy,
it's like
fucking
that thing
Budweiser.
That you do with like
a fucking Natty Light.
It's like thing you do with M&Ms to see which one's the strongest, where you squeeze them together, which one breaks first, you throw it away. It's like which M&M one battle. Absorbs the other one first.
Wienor absorb Wienor. That'd be crazy. That would probably be a world record, honestly.
Wienor in strongest.
That is a Spotify
Don't do
exclusive
Don't
section.
Do that. Spotify exclusive.
No, that is a Patreon exclusive section, excuse me.
Spotify's
never hearing what that said. Yeah, that was past Serrated Mobius. This is present Serrated Mobius. That's staying in, because God, that was funny.
Spotify, can we make a deal? Can you sponsor us?
We are not
billion
big enough
dollars.
Please.
We do not have multiple
we'll
thousands.
Take $100 billion.
We do not have the listenership for that kind of sponsorship. I mean, let's be real here.
Yeah, you're right. We could do the thing that's like, if each one of you guys gave us $1.
Yeah, no.
I don't know how anybody expects that to work. Like, everybody who's ever said that posts? Is like, no.
Do you guys see those posts where it's like, I'm posting this car every day until this many people donate $1 so I can afford it?
Yeah, like, why don't you go get a job?
Oh, my.
They're just trying too hard.
Employment exists. Yeah, working hard does.
Where a bunch of fucking content creators host it that also have full-time jobs. You're not going to get sympathy for that kind of content.
Yeah. We work, well, there's the hours that we work at work, and then there's the hours that we work on our own cars, and then there's the hours that we work on content, and then there's the hours that we work on editing.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the hours that we spend jorking it.
True. Yeah, jorking it is
very important.
It's taxable, so you got to write down when that happens. You got to write down when you do it, otherwise the government will be like, hey, quit jorking it. Don't throw that too much.
The government will tax your jizz.
Government's going to tax the jib.
Yeah,
and by jorking it, I
dude,
mean
with all
penis.
The stuff that I'm doing with this podcast, I could legitimately put down accountant on my resume. I could put manager. I could put marketing. I could put
manager.
I could put a lot of shit on my resume because of this goddamn show. So it's
could you technically say you're a CEO?
No, I'm a managing member. It's a managing member is what it's called. That's the official kind of thing. Bless you. But now, if we go to the Patreon listener interaction question that we asked our premium Patreon members. Where the fuck did I put it? There it is. So we asked our premium Patreon members, what is a decision that you're glad you made? It's kind of related to what we've got going on right now. Because we recently made decisions that we do not regret. We're very happy that we made them. So we want to hear what our premium members think of that kind of stuff. So
cool. Lay it on me.
So we'll oh, hello.
That's weird.
Hi, me again. Post-production Zerator Mobius here. Airplane Facts with Max just fucking showed up into the room. Okay, back to the episode.
Hey, look who's fucking here.
Darling, did you say something to him, or is this
no
coincidence?
No, I didn't say nothing.
What the fuck?
I mentioned a little bit ago that you were coming to Seattle at some point soon.
Yeah, I'm gonna come to Seattle. What's up?
Yeah, we just talked about that like not 2 minutes ago.
We're literally just talking about it. I was gonna send you my my Museum of Flight Reels that I made.
Yeah, you didn't do that though.
I did not do that because I went to Costco earlier.
You got that dog in you?
I got that two dogs in me. You believe it or not?
Shit. Damn, you can afford that? That's $3.
That was my dad's hashing name.
You know, every time I get two hot dogs, I always only use the one cup. And every time I give one cup back, I feel like I'm doing like a noble thing. Like, oh, I don't need the second cup because I don't want it to go into the landfill. And even though I'm still throwing a fucking cup away after I'm done. So it's like, why? What's the point?
I know how to refill.
I don't. What the fuck is a refill? Okay. What's going on, dude? Well, how's everything going?
Oh, it's good. It, you know, we do be chilling.
Hell yeah!
You look like you'd be chilling. I saw your post the other day. I mean, I read that shit and I legitimately was like on my lunch break and I was like with all the other guys at the new dealer and I just started crying. I read that shit and they were like, "What?" And I was like, "Well, look at this," and they were like, "Wow, yeah,
good first impressions,
good writing, man."
I mean, your EP is fantastic. I just want to let you know that.
That shit is incredible.
I recorded a new song today.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck hell yeah.
It'll be a few weeks before I release it. We got to mix it. And that
is it. Is it Spoke on the Water?
Uh-huh.
Fuck yeah.
It's like a re-envisioning of the classic, the Spoke on the Water classic. One second, I got to let my dogs out. They're yapping.
Okay. Who let the dogs out?
Wow, this shit has 147,000 views now.
What does?
Best plane is this one.
My plane videos.
Oh yeah.
Airplane facts. Huh, he is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He's the 9th selection on my message.
Ninth.
No.
Got a new microphone.
Me?
I got a new microphone. Yeah, didn't you?
I don't have a new microphone. I just moved it.
I got a new microphone.
Yeah.
Okay, I sent you one. Oh,
yeah, you did your episode with us before we went to the Patreon. It's been that long ago.
Yeah, it was in January or something.
Yeah.
It was a while ago.
Okay, there's number two. I think there's three parts.
God damn it.
You gotta get one of those plane signs. All the.
There you go. I think you got all three. I think I only made three parts.
I want to get a neon sign of my name and put it in my toolbox at work just to be obnoxious.
Yeah, you should do that.
Just like, hey, I'm not trying to be egotistical or anything. Oh my god, I just fucking found a video of my Saab when I buffed it.
Do you guys keep your toolboxes at work? Like, do you have a specific bay that you work in, or like,
yeah. So I'm in a bit of a different scenario since I just got this new job at a Honda dealer where nobody uses any tools that isn't a 10, 12, 14, 17, 19, the 22, a weighted 19 millimeter socket for the crankshaft,
24 for the tie rod ends.
Yeah, that's about it. So basically I'm going to go to Harbor Freight. I'm going to buy a cart and I'm going to bring all my diagnostic tools to work. And then basically just buy like a condensed version of hand tools. Maybe bring like a. I have two electric impacts that I can bring one. I can bring my Milwaukee impact to work. I can leave one at home. It's fine. Because I'm gearing up to bring. We're making parking spots in front of the house. There's going to be five additional cars in my house here pretty soon. That I already have.
Yeah.
One of them could be a bus.
One of them could be a bus, but I'm not going to do a bus thing for a while.
All right.
I'm not going to do a bus build until I at least have like a real shop that I pay for monthly. That's a rent thing.
So when it comes to the toolbox thing, in my situation, the dealership provides the toolboxes for everybody, and they're all are the same. So I just bring my tools with me, and they
bring your own tools, but you put them in their box.
Yes, mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's weird.
It saves you from buying a fucking toolbox.
Yeah, I don't have to spend $50,000 on a toolbox.
That's literally the most expensive part of the.
For no reason.
I'm a Harbor Freight toolbox guy.
I've got a Harbor Freight Icon box.
It took me buying a Matco box and financing it and paying it off to learn that I'm a Harbor Freight toolbox fan.
I use free Snap-on toolboxes.
Yeah. I love my toolbox. I don't ever want to buy another one.
We have a the toolbox real estate where I work is like gold, man. Like, because we get you get assigned to a hangar, and it's just like free for all. It's like where are you going to put your toolbox? It's like wherever you find a spot,
wherever can roll to.
I've gone to work before. Somebody's moved my toolbox. Like,
oh shit!
And I'm like, no, that's my spot. Like, get your junk out of here. Get this Snap-on junk out of my spot so I can wheel my 6-year old U.S. General box over here. Like, show some respect.
Well, the Snap-on boxes are really cool because you can put a dump truck on them. That's always the joke that I say.
They're not $25,000 cool. I don't give a fuck.
They are nice.
Do not give a fuck.
Well, every single like Snap-on promotional ad I've ever seen, nothing against Snap-on. I think they make fantastic stuff. But
there are so many
people that get kind of gypped into buying a $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 toolbox when they're just starting out as a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're kind of pressured in the shop because the fucking guy that has the most experience always has the biggest box, and the biggest box is always really pretty and shiny and nice. And everyone that goes in is like, oh man, that's a nice toolbox. And then the tool guys show up and they're like, you know, you can have this, right? You can have one of those toolboxes if you want it, right? It's only $200 a week for fucking 50,000 years.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's only going to be 27% interest. Like, I think that aspect of it is very shady. But
yeah, no, for sure.
And there's no reason they need to be as expensive as they are. Like, the Icon boxes are fucking fantastic, and they're like
a fraction
of the cost.
I have a 73-inch Icon toolbox with the stainless steel fucking top on it. It was $3,000.
But the super small drawer that you use for paperwork can hold your body weight. Like,
that's true.
My Icon can do the same thing probably once.
Probably once.
Like, if you can be like, you know what? I don't care where my shit is made. then buy a fucking icon box. Yeah. Literally, it's the same thing. If you're fine with, you know, I don't really care where my shit's made. It could be made in the US, it could be made in China, it could be made in fucking Zimbabwe. I don't care. As long as it gets the job done, and as long as it doesn't sacrifice my quality of work, then I'm buying whatever it is to make it, to make my job easier. That's the most important part.
Yeah,
If you're a guy that wants to be like, that wants to support American, you know, everything built in the US is fucking awesome, then do that. I think that's great. I think it's great to support, you know, shit made in the US, that it boosts the economy and makes everything cool. But I think there's a lot of gatekeeping and elitism in that stuff. And I just say, just get what you want.
Even though a lot of Snap-on tools are made in Taiwan, but assembled in America now.
Yeah, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, it's all the same shit. Like a roller cab, like an Icon roller cabinet. I'm actually looking at them right now. A fucking three bay roller cab is $3,000 from Icon.
I still need to get some of those Nipex pliers that you say so much, like praise so much about.
They're
These?
Yeah, those exist. No,
no, no, no, no.
They're like flat.
The smooth jaw, dude. Smooth jaw.
Yeah.
Smooth jaw.
Because I found one on a Macco.
Smooth jaw.
I found one on a Macco tool truck, and I showed Max, and I was like, this is how much these are going for. And he's like, dude, you can get them for so much cheaper on Amazon.
You can.
And the Knipex ones are probably better anyway.
Yeah. Well, no, they were Knipex.
Well, they just had the Macco logo stamped on them.
Yeah, and that made them cost like $30 more.
Well, they do the same thing with Cornwell. I think these might be, see? Got the Cornwell logo in the middle there. These are got off the Cornwell truck. I mean, it's the same thing. Actually, they say Cornwell on them.
Yeah,
it's literally the same thing. I think they're kind of cool. It's like a PlayStation exclusive kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm not hating.
No, I think. I mean, tools are tools. Mm-hmm. Like some are good, some suck.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I bought this like really long quarter inch like Easy Red ratcheting thing. Driving thing.
Did I just drool?
I don't know how to describe it, but I bought one of those from the Snap-on truck for like way more than I should have, but it was kind of an impulse buy. I was looking, I was like, damn, that would really come in handy for a lot of things. And then I bought it and somebody's like, I got that for way less. And I'm like, well, I want it now. I wanted it now.
That's the thing, like, man. I was doing a job where I needed an 18 millimeter wrench and I didn't have one. And then the Snap-on guy showed up. I was like, whatever. $86.
Yeah.
For an 18 millimeter wrench.
You're like, no, I'm all right. I'm good.
I bought an 11 piece plier set from the Mack truck that's getting here in November because too many people ordered it. Because it was on sale from $300 to $120. I was like, yep, I'm buying that set. Like, I need pliers.
I know we don't have a 5-panel thing for flag time here.
Yeah, it's gonna ruin the immersion for our Patreon.
Can I just like pop something on the screen just for a second?
Yeah,
just for the it'd be go like a it. Like a under construction.
Yeah,
flag time.
Oh my dear God, I hate this already.
This
what happened?
This is a U.S. Okay, general card.
They're 280 now. What the.
Yeah.
This is a different drawer. This is a different configuration than the cheaper one.
Okay. Yeah.
That's literally the one that I use. That's like my everyday box.
Yeah. I'm gonna buy one of these.
I had that exact box, and it was $150 when I bought it.
I have. Yeah. No, they've gone up a lot.
So, I'm gonna buy one of these. I mean, I have like Diag tools and cases and stuff that I can throw down here. I could put my scanner up on top here somewhere. I use my scanner as my computer because it's a Windows computer.
Make sure you buy the shelf. Building shelf.
The shelf. The shelf is awesome. I'm going to get the cup holder.
Oh, they got a cup holder?
Oh, let me show you. Here, check this out. You got the shelf.
You're telling me these bitches got options?
You got the goddamn spray can holder you can get now. You can get a paper towel holder. Here's the cup holder.
Yeah, dude, that's nice.
Oh, that's what that is. A bunch of people at my shop use that to hold the fucking funnels for oil. That's what I need.
You can get the glove holder. Yeah. There's also
I could use a glove.
Here's everything. Look at this. Magnet trays.
Ayo, me again. I'm skipping ahead like 30 seconds because, oh my God.
He said he was going to show it just for a second, but now we're...
Now it's a thing.
Now we're doing research.
This has turned into Patreon only content right here.
Is that whole thing with the cricket and grasshopper? That's gonna go in the episode.
Dude, I found 5 grasshoppers in my house this morning.
Today I learned the difference between a cricket and a grasshopper.
Yeah,
what's the difference?
I'm still antenna really length.
Sure. They're completely different.
Antenna length and body shape.
Yeah,
everything.
It's just about
So,
like. Crickets have longer antenna. Grasshoppers have shorter antenna. Crickets use their wings to make noise. Grasshoppers use their legs.
Okay. Because Sterling showed us a video of him grabbing.
This is what I have.
Oh dear God!
One of these.
And then Sterling was like, "This cricket here." I was like, "That's a fucking grasshopper." And then it turned into like this 25-minute fucking back and forth because And I was correct. It was a fucking grasshopper.
I mean, I'll admit when I'm wrong. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'm wrong frequently.
God, I can't wait to hear that bit when this episode comes out.
Oh, yeah.
I was finally right about something. I don't know what color to get, though. I think I was getting everything in the shop's kind of red already, but the Honda color is blue. So I was thinking about getting a blue one.
Honda doesn't give me blue vibes. Honda gives red vibes.
Honda, I mean,
I think it depends dealership. On what the whole what thing is.
The dealership is painted blue.
I'm not arguing it. I'm just I don't know how I feel.
Everywhere else in the world, it's red. Mm-hmm. Honda's red,
but you got the blue. Like, you're at the blue dealer.
American Hondas are blue.
Okay, all right.
That green that they have, it's really similar to the green that Honda offers on like the Civic.
Oh, you know the green screen. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
The
car color is a little brighter. It's like a kind of a neon green almost.
Yeah, but on the generation Civic where that color was offered, I was like, that looks really good.
That's a Topo Chico. Hell yeah, brother.
Drinking that big Topo, dude.
Here's a fucking
lime.
$3,000. What the hell?
That's exactly the box that I have.
It's compared to Snap-on right here.
I love that box.
$16,200.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
I got mine on a there was like a 30% discount when I got that box. I got the stainless steel top for free on it.
Awesome. There's the Snap-on box that it's the equivalent to right here.
Do they even show the price on the website?
Oh, yep, $16,000.
What the
for
hell?
For the same exact fucking thing.
And it's an inch shorter.
And you could probably put a dump truck on this one thing, this too.
If somebody from Snap-on listens to this and sends me one of those, I will recant everything I've said tonight.
Snap-on dump truck. Whenever I talk about toolboxes, this is what I always refer to. Like, the Snap-on toolbox is so strong, you put a dump truck on it. Like,
they have a die cast. Jesus.
Yeah, they do. They have a toy.
It comes in really handy when the toolbox.
How much is the toy? How much is that toy? I have to see how much that toy is.
$89.95.
What the fuck? I can sit my dump truck on my toolbox too. That's
like, I know this is like a look how fucking well built these are, but who cares? They're sitting on top of something. They're sitting on blocks.
This is never going to happen, you know?
Wait, no, it's on a lift.
When would
this happen? Why the fuck would I need my toolbox to carry a dump truck?
Like, yeah, that's impressive, but I'm sure you could do this with a fucking Icon box, too. It'll probably break the wheels, but then you just put new wheels on it.
The wheels are fucking sturdy shit on the Icon box.
I think the proper test for one of these Snap-on boxes is just throw it off the end of a cliff. See how it survives that way.
That would be a better test. Honestly.
The whole thing it's just not practical.
Drive a moving
Neither is throwing it off of a cliff, but I mean...
Drive a moving truck when is with this a bunch of happen? Boxes in the back of it. And then
there you go.
Let them all slide out the back on the highway and see which one holds up the best. That's like
What you need to do is open the drawers and then drop a transmission on the door.
That would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, some some realistic testing here. That's what we need.
Okay. Well, either way,
I'm
gonna get.
Love that box.
I'm gonna get some stuff here real soon. Hell just yeah. Just stuff, the basic
some things.
Some stuff with the some things. Oh, the sun went down.
Do you would you like to continue to join us for our listener interaction segment, Max?
If you want me to.
You're more than welcome to. We're just going to read off Patreon responses. And for those of us who have forgotten what the Patreon question is for tonight.
Me.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting really washed out by my camera.
You probably are.
You look handsome.
The question that we asked our Patreon members tonight is, what is a decision that you are glad you made? So we will start off with Patreon member Midwestern Metalhead 03. They said, quitting football in high school to focus more on music. Being a musician is so much more rewarding and positive. I might be a body tech right now, but if I ever got the opportunity to do music for money, I would. I'd say that's a pretty good decision.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm messing with my camera settings. Hang on.
This full ADHD.
I could get, deep, fucking deep fried.
Real deep fried. Man.
Yo. This looks like, this actually looks like a dank meme.
It does.
Okay.
Turn the saturation like all the way up and then turn the sharpness also all the way up. And that's how you get the
Let's see. There's filters.
Well, while you do that, I'm going to say.
Okay. I'm just going to fucking.
There you go. Premium member Ashton Green says, paying a little bit of money each month for video versions of this podcast. They really make it so much better.
That's
I did not pay him to say that.
Sure. Well, he paid us to say that, actually.
Yeah, he did, actually.
He paid us so that he could say that.
Premium member Devin Newby says, getting out of working in dealerships. I experienced burnout really badly after working for multiple dealers over my 12 years as a tech. I left the dealership world to work in the aftermarket sector and haven't looked back. Now I enjoy working on my own projects on my own time instead of dreading it because it just became an extension of work for me. Okay. I haven't gone that far yet. I'm still only 5 years into this dealership thing. However, I'm at my fourth dealer, so that I don't know what that says, but
Sterling's just about to go into a dealer.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying being more organized in the dealer world right now. Also, I don't know if that looks any better.
Had you worked dealer before?
Yeah, I worked at a Honda dealer, another one about 5 years ago. Also, I'm going to quit this. Maybe that'll make... There we go. That's a little less white. I could also turn this on.
That's about how it was before.
I mean, you could just have perfect lighting like I do. I don't know what the problem is.
We all make mistakes in the heat of passion, Jimbo.
I think the most aesthetic lighting going on right now is Max. That's just...
Oh, for real.
Oh, absolutely.
My dark house.
How I wish my house had dark.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Very nice.
But yeah, we'll go to premium member Police 428. And they say, it has to be my current job at my local VW dealer. My late grandfather was a big VW mechanic in the late 70s to his untimely passing in 2023. Without him taking me under his wing at such a young age, I wouldn't be here now. And I hope he looks down on me smiling. And if he was down here, he would be smiling, laughing, telling me I'm so proud of you. That's cool.
That's very cool.
That is cool.
That is super cool.
Hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah, brother. God bless.
Premium member Level 14 says, being more mindful, thankful, and appreciative of the awesome friendships and people I've met in person. I've also being more appreciative of the cool people I've met / encountered through social media. For both comedy / silliness, such as this podcast, and educational stuff.
Hell yeah, man. That's awesome. So,
I really like that they separated educational and your podcast.
Yeah, no, this is not educational whatsoever.
No, I mean, you might learn something, but it doesn't...
You're gonna learn the difference between
crickets and grasshoppers, yeah.
Well, yeah, so I guess you should put like a nature tag on this episode. You should be like, oh, it's about nature, and then we just fucking hear two mechanics arguing about a fucking grasshopper.
This podcast is for comedy and educational because
this Monday on planet Earth.
Premium member Ford Tech 1397 says,
he's a Ford Tech.
Yeah, he's a Ford Tech. Again, yeah.
Much like you and Sterling, I'm going back to Ford soon by the time of this recording to a new dealership, Union Shop 2, which will be my first one. Nervous, but confident as ever. Working at Reds taught me a lot and helped me build my confidence with doing larger jobs that I've yet to have done at the time working at Fox Ford Chicago. You can use the name, don't worry.
And, all right, just doxed himself.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to say because he went way
Everybody
over.
Everybody go write bad reviews for that dealer. Do it right now. Just kidding. Just, don't do that. Don't probably put that on the podcast.
Just one guy did all change and it blew up my transaxle.
I blew up the motor. Well, fucking Fords do that anyway. So,
Premium member Devine says, buying my first car. I bought an old 80s GM truck, 1986 Chevy S10. And it started my love for old niche automotive media and history. I wouldn't not be where I am today without it.
It's a pretty goddamn good truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to learn how to work on cars because you're going to be working on it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, my spider injectors went out. Fuck, it's not available anymore. I got to go get one off a junkyard motor.
Literally would be cheaper to fucking put an LS in it and run Holly.
I found a new old stock spider injector set on eBay for $3,000.
Oh, or I could spend $100 and put this fucking 5.3 in it.
On a fucking 4.8.
Yeah.
I put a goddamn boost on it.
What
the 4.8 will fucking run 300,000 miles though. So
yeah, what's 3,000 pounds of boost too.
What's a decision that you're glad you made? Premium user Tagarung says leaving framing and all the injuries for steel warehouse work. 1 month in there and they promoted me to running a press break.
40.
Taking rewarding work, smiling. Your Morty impression is like spot on.
Oh jeez.
I need carbonated liquid around me, and I am Rick Sanchez.
I can just burp whatever the fuck I want.
But it's easier for me if I fucking do.
I don't have that talent. I just can't do that.
I've never been able to either.
I could do it.
I could drink this whole Topo Chico. I'm not going to burp.
Chuck another one up for me.
That's the thing. I'll chug an entire soda, but once that happens, it's like a time bomb. There's going to be one big ass fucking burp at any time between now and the next 2 hours. So
it's detonation.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I almost fucking collapsed my stomach one time by doing something like that.
Oh my God.
So one time I inhaled that. I inhaled like to make myself burp. I did it, and then I drank a whole fucking soda.
That's not
what and held it in, and then when I let it out, it was really fucking painful. I was like, that wasn't fun at all.
And you're like, wow, I'm stupid.
My whole fucking throat and chest hurt for like 2 days after that.
Jesus.
It was fucking goddamn.
Premium member Vubula says, leaving healthcare and my ex and starting over. Yeah, it's tough to leave something you know for an unknown, but man, in capital letters, does it feel great to actively work to improve your life?
Did he move to Mexico?
She?
That sounds like it kind of.
She lives in Utah.
Oh, she.
You would know that.
It's inspiring.
Wait, who said it?
Vubula.
Oh shit. let me redo that then. Wait, just don't put that in.
That's why I was confused.
I'm fucking stupid.
That's staying in the patriarchy. Sorry, Sterling. That's also staying in the audio cut because otherwise we just don't respond to that response. That's the only response we had to it. It's gotta stay in.
Sasha.
Anyway, premium member Cyan Lion says, I'm glad I found you all. It's been nice knowing I'm not the only one with these issues. What the fuck are you mean by that?
What the fuck you mean issues?
Oh my God. I think that's against like terms of service.
I don't think it is.
Oh Jesus Christ.
Wait, maybe discharging a weapon is.
Yeah, shoot it.
There's no round in the chamber anyway.
Oh, so. It's a real one. That's not airsoft.
Sick. Yes, it's a real one. You think I've got fake ones?
I mean, I've got airsoft, but I mean,
this is Texas. Oh, I do have an airsoft gun back there, but
I have a broken DJI Mini 3.
Airsofts in Texas is just 22s.
I got 2 9mm. I got a 45.
I have Delta trading cards.
Hell yeah.
I got a rock.
Hell yeah.
Seven I got a rock. To
fly those things.
I got two swords in the corner over there.
Coming back from Atlanta. And yeah, they're tiny and very susceptible to...
Susceptible to balls and wiener.
What's the word I'm fucking looking for?
What? Balls and wiener. What?
Turbulence.
My ass has wiener. Turbulence too. What's the point?
Wiener and ball turbulence.
I don't know if you've seen this one, Max, but it's got the
oh yeah, Olympic the fucking Pokemon
USA A350
Pokemon cards or whatever the fuck.
I got an ultra rare harpy lady card. Worth
what's everybody fucking sitting around with cards for?
This fucking goddamn dumb. This goddamn dumbass card's worth $90 apparently.
I have a Gen 1 holo Zapdos somewhere.
Didn't we go through our wallets and look through our cards the last time I was on here? I feel like that
pretty
happened.
Sure we did. I feel like
this is not my wallet. This is just here.
No, I know that wasn't your wallet. I'm just having like a flashback of like pulling out different like cards that I have in my wallet and being like, look, I got a Costco card and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think we did talk about that.
I feel like that
actually
happened at some point.
Fuck my wallet in the goddamn bathroom. I was gonna whip out my Costco card. My Costco membership has been restored back to an executive membership.
Well, there you go.
Hell yeah.
Just letting you know, my mom let me get on her Costco account.
You got the perks.
Instead of my dad, who has a business account, my mom has the executive account. Okay.
Nepo baby confirmed, dude.
Oh my god. Premium member Nick Toomey says, switching careers, leaving the mechanic industry and going into manufacturing. Since leaving my old shop 12 years ago, I now make 3 times what I did. Most days I just stare at a computer screen, babysit robots, and watch the 10R80s go by on the line. From what I saw,
and then come right back into the shop.
From what I saw from the other techs, my body will thank me in 20 years from now. Hopefully I don't need knee/hip/shoulder replacement from working up and down on a hoist.
I think
so. Basically, we can blame this guy for faulty transmissions.
Yes,
because he's watching them go out the door. And he's like,
you guys remember the episode when we were talking about valve bodies? And I was like, holy shit, I wonder how big the valve body on a 10R80 was. Mm-hmm. He sent me a picture of the valve body on a 10R80. It's this fucking big.
Yeah.
It's like,
I think when you said that, I was like, I didn't know an automatic transmission was in an A10. Because I misheard what you said.
It's got like 5 solenoids and that's it. It's not that whole giant fucking valve track anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So the 10R80 is actually small.
3 more Patreon responses. Masonite500 says, all mine boil down to making the active decision to recognize my worth and not settle for less than I deserve. I've had to re-choose myself a few
times. Good job.
But taking a step back and deciding that I deserve better has given me great outcomes. The great job I love, amazing wife, friends who prioritize me, etc. See, we need that kind of mentality with...
Yeah, see, you deserve the executive Costco membership, not the...
That's some positive.
I'm trying to get it to do the...
Hell yeah.
The thing. It won't do the thing. Why won't it do the thing?
Did you turn it off?
You gotta do the full sideways.
You gotta do the two. You gotta do the two.
Maybe this is in the way.
What's it do? What do you
do? It'll do it in a second if it... You probably turned it off.
What the fuck?
Goddamn Apple products.
What is this bullshit?
Premium member Kyle Olson 25 says, moving 3 hours away and working for a different Freightliner dealership.
Okay.
Old one was union and had shit management. In my new job, the second week I was there, I was doing shots with my boss at a St. Louis Cardinals game. So needless to say, I made a great decision moving. That's fucking awesome.
Hell yeah. That's fucking sick.
Do you work for a Dewey Pile freight company?
Oh my God. I still want them. Hey, if anybody from a Dewey Pile is listening, I would love for you guys to sponsor this podcast.
Just that sentence alone.
Only because of how funny the advertisement would be. Like,
hey, if you
no
work
idea.
For a shit pile.
That's a real company, by the way.
Yeah, a Dewey Pile. Please message us. Pile.
Because it was founded by a person by the name of Alexander Dewey Pile. I'm not kidding.
What do they do?
They ship.
They ship stuff.
A freight company.
Their motto is ship with a P. Yes. Their motto is pile people deliver.
Pile people deliver.
Yes.
That's
okay. All right.
Like Penske and shit like that.
Penske's a rental company.
I'm thinking of something completely different.
Penske is also a giant conglomerate that also owns IndyCar and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
What's the orange 18 wheelers?
Schneider.
Orange.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Yellow. They're yellow. Remember, it's called yellow, but it's orange.
What?
You ever seen those trucks? They say yellow, but they're orange.
That's the brand of. No. We're talking about Schneider.
Who?
Schneider?
Schneider
Lens.
I don't think Schneider goes up to the Pacific Northwest. I don't know. They might.
Call right now. You get the camera. You get the lenses.
Anyway, last Patreon response from Patreon member Force User says, coming to the States. 4X
optical zoom.
Force User
Schneider
says,
lens.
Forced User says, Forced User says, coming to the States, hands down. I don't think my present would have been any better than if I had stayed in Mexico.
Land of the free, home of the brave, baby.
Would have never
land
met
of the free, the, home of the
would have never met all the nice, interesting people that I've met in the 11 years since.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Government.
Hell yeah! Goddamn.
30 on 30.
What the fuck? Football.
I'm not a big fan of the government.
30 on 30.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the fucking ESPN series. Never mind.
No, I'm talking about the stupid fucking.
I don't know what the fucking ESPN thing is.
Oh my god.
I had to.
I told my coworkers that I installed Age of Empires 2 on my fucking Snap-on scanner, and they did not believe me. And I showed them, and they were. Yeah. I was like, you want to fucking play?
Can you download Doom on it?
You can download anything that you can download on the Steam store.
Fuck yeah.
But it's the hardware is really, really slow. I don't know what processor. You know what? I can look up the specs of the CPU.
Download Elden Ring on the fucking
Steam. Oh dear God. It can't be any worse than the fucking Switch.
It turns you into the worst diagnostics tech ever. And you're like, yeah, okay, no problem. Here.
So,
I'm dealing with this CAN bus system issue, but also my Citadel is now level 4.
You have to defeat the first Elden Ring boss in order to successfully diagnose this fucking Civic.
If you die, the car catches on fire immediately.
I have like an idea noodle in the back of my head of making like a diagnostic video, and then like I'm like, all right, like it starts off like completely serious. And it's like, all right, let's check codes on this Honda Civic. And then it's like fucking Doom or Elden Ring or something. Age of Empires 2.
Fucking balloons tower defense.
Well, I think Age of Empires 2 like lags a little bit. It's a pretty low tech. I don't how the hell do you find what your CPU is on your fucking Windows computer? Because on Apple, it's just like you go to like fucking.
You'd go to like
specs or whatever.
You have Uno. It came free with your fucking Snap-on.
Okay, I have 2 gigs of memory. That's
wow.
More
your
than
audio
thought.
Is fucking out of sync.
Mine.
Holy fuck! Yeah.
Oh shit! You're right. What the fuck? hang on. Off.
It's like fucking
there
10
we go.
Seconds.
How about that?
That's much better.
System properties. There we go. Okay, so I have a 1.8 gigahertz Celeron processor. Fuck, 32-bit, 2 gigabytes of RAM. Okay, so I mean, it's not a total piece of shit.
I say it's probably better than a Switch.
Yeah, definitely better than whatever I played Age of Empires on back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, like. I got this shit on my fucking desktop. Here, let me show you.
You guys want to play Civilization 2 on my fucking desktop?
Assimilation?
Civilization.
Insemination.
Whoa. Whoa. You playing Hoonie Pop on that shit?
Sir, put the horse down.
Oh my god.
I think I have Honeypop 2 on this computer.
Of course you do.
I saw Markiplier play it. I was like, sure, why not?
Dude, now I want to go play Age of Empires. What?
Hell yeah.
I'm waiting for the fucking Helldivers 2 big ass update to come out, which comes out on my birthday, which is awesome.
When is your birthday?
The 17th.
Of this month. Oh. Okay.
Yes. Wow,
my birthday was the other day. Mm-hmm.
My sister's birthday is the 16th of this month.
Close window.
Hell yeah.
What year were you born?
96.
Holy shit, you were born literally the day after my sister.
Wait, she's older than me. God damn it.
By a day.
God damn it.
You're the youngest person on this podcast, boy.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes sense because I am the oldest of all my friends that I met physically. Oh my god.
That's great.
Wait, like listen to this.
Oh my god, it's got speakers, I forgot.
It's got the fucking really bad Snap-on built-in speaker.
They made Age of Empires 4?
I don't even know what the fucking third one is here.
That one was very good. Sorry, I'm in a rabbit hole now.
Oh jeez.
What? What is it doing? Main menu.
That's fucking funny.
That's so amazing, dude.
Oh, you know what you have to download on the scanner?
Oh my god, it's so fucking loud. I can't turn it down.
You gotta download old school RuneScape.
They're like, just have that Sterling, playing in the shop for.
Yeah, they're like, Sterling, you working? You're like, uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm working. I'm diagnosing this fucking this Byzantine Empire real quick. Oh my god.
Your boss is just like, you're huh? Like
fucking piece of shit audio.
Sterling, download old school RuneScape on it.
I've never played RuneScape. Fun fact.
Neither have I.
I never got into RuneScape.
I was super into old school RuneScape way back.
That's the thing. Like, one of my buddies, like, pulled it up at his place, and I was like, what the hell kind of, like, old-ass game is this? And I never played it. I lost interest immediately as soon as I saw what the fucking title screen looked like.
RuneScape.
Somebody turned this into a metal song.
I bet somebody already has.
That's sick.
Avenged Sevenfold, sample the song real quick.
Okay, let me get out of fucking Age of Empires because it's going to ruin this fucking thing.
I need to read names.
It's going to burn out the fucking CPU.
Yeah, but in addition to being able to do that, it can also
make you a cup of coffee and suck your balls.
Wow. Suck my balls, Mr.
What
Garrison.
The fuck?
I don't know. We were making South Park jokes in the shop the other day, and
that's great.
We were like, Sean was like yelling about like me, Mr. Garrison, okay? And I'm like, that's not Mr. Garrison, that's Mr. Mackey. Mr. Garrison was the guy that turned into Trump, and he was like, oh yeah. Yeah, but there's the scanner part. It's got a 4-channel scope in it too. It's pretty fucking sick. And fun fact, this was in my car when my car got stolen one time.
Oh, sick.
In addition to this, which is the dongle that plugs in, it's a little Bluetooth little dongle with a light built into it. It's actually super sick.
The scanner that is worth this. More than the car that they stole.
They stole this. They did not steal this. They stole this. They took this out of this, which is, this is the scope module right here. You can put different ones onto here. But they stole this, which is worth about $1,000. But they didn't steal this, which was worth about 11 at the time. So
11,000?
11,000.
Jesus Christ.
As it was brand new. I used to take it home every day, and then I left it in my car one day, and I was like, oh, fuck it, it'll be there in the morning. And then the car wasn't there in the morning. And then,
which car was it?
It was my Mustang, my black, or my red 87.
I too had a car stolen in Washington.
Yeah, it's kind of a, well, I mean, at least we're not Los Angeles, but fuck. We're basically
it's like the guy that stole the one key off your keyring.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? That was so shitty. Like thanks like for
somebody,
Thanks for making me realize that it costs $300 to interrogate a 1995 Buick's ignition system, which is crazy because I didn't think that a 90s car would have like key programming, you know, because it's a 95 yeah. and that's right. old, but it's a Chevy, and Chevy's like, oh, we've got new technology. We got a security system and transponder chip keys and that 12 different key. You'll never be able to steal one of these cars unless you hotwire it, which is easy. But I didn't want to hotwire it because it's my car that I like and don't want to fuck up.
So thank you for listening to this episode of Flag Time. Yeah. Thanks, Max, for showing up for his random cameo. For this yeah. one,
yep.
He's a part of the Flag Time universe now.
Yes, he is part of the Flag Time iceberg. But we want to thank our premium members on our Patreon over at Flag Time Podcast Patreon, who give us way too much money. We got Aaron Alexander, Ansel Fuji, Ashton Green, Ben, Bye. Big Blue Caddy, Chat Gid Mango, Cheesy Chap, Chrysler Connection, Devin Newby, DMAC Yeet, Ellis Chateau, Eric Firestone 512, Forced User, Ford Tech 1397, Framed Automotive, Hal, Hayden Veals, Jaden Schoonover, Jamie BH 911, Jan Hankey, JJ the Tech, John Montague, Kai Dustpan, Kyle Olson 25, Level 14, Sports Cards of Sumas, Luna or Zane Cat Eye, Mad Mike, Mad Max 5, Masonite 500, Midwestern Metalhead 03, Mississippi King, Mopar 1966, Nathan, Nicholas Reach, Nick Toomey, Polyester 69, Police 428, Cyan Lion, Keegan John, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Spoogie Sprout, Steve Henriquez, Tagarung, The Big Maple, Vubula, William Martin, Woodwood, Elysium Darkness, and Meep Bud in Japanese. Again, thank you so much for your generous contributions. There it is. Generous contributions for this dumbass show. And we will see you guys next time.
Fucking piece of shit.